I would love to say those are the kids from Clear Lake, but oh, no, wait a minute. That's ABBA singing Mamma Mia, and it's a show that is coming up at Clear Lake, and thanks to Jason Heitland for bringing in the some of the students this morning. I get all the microphones open, and we can say hello. Clear Lake High School presenting Mamma Mia November 4th and 5th, and got quite a show. We got three students in. Start right here. Your name, your grade, and who your folks are.
My name is Maddie Moore. I am a junior, and my parents are Chris and Kathy Moore.
All right. And swing that microphone over there. There you go.
My name is Michaela Ryman. I am a senior, and my parents are Jenny and Tori Ryman.
All right. And you are?
My name is Clark Beard. I am a junior, and my parents are Chris and Michiko Beard.
Well, great to have all you guys in this morning. First things first, your favorite part of the show, Mamma Mia. We'll start at this end first, now we'll go this way. Favorite part of the show? What do you like?
The music's really good, so that's something for me.
Good, good deal. You got a favorite song?
Probably Knowing Me, Knowing You.
All right. You want to sing it?
Not right now.
All right, okay. Well, you know, I'm here to put you on the spot a little bit, not too much. What's a favorite part of the show for you?
That's hard to decide because I really do love all of it, but definitely the music is probably the most fun thing to go through and to listen to. My favorite song is a little biased. It's Money, Money, Money. But, yeah.
Because you're singing it.
Well, it's a really good song, and it's really fun to sing is the thing. I don't know.
Money, money, money.
Must be funny.
Yes, okay. And your favorite part of the show?
My favorite part of the show is probably the group songs. I like the combined choreography with everybody. I think it's pretty cool. When it all comes together, it looks pretty cool.
You know, the interesting part about this, and I was telling you guys this before, is the song itself, Mamma Mia, came out in 1976, and then it has evolved into the, you know, on film and on stage and all of this kind of stuff. It's a thing that has gone generation to generation. It is fun music, though, isn't it, for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that this is going to be a fun show for people to come and watch. Are tickets available now in advance, or how are you guys doing that?
Yes, they are available. If you go to just the Clear Lake School's website, you can find them there, and it's a link, and it's just like it's a pre-order, so you pre-reserve your seats, and those are available now. So $10, and it's November 4th and 5th.
The other way you can
slide that over there. Get that mic over there. There you go.
The other way you can get tickets, because I know not everyone is super comfortable going online. It is a super easy process if you have internet. But if you don't have internet, a week from this Friday, November 4th, our first show day, if you go to the Clear Lake Fairway, they're from 8 to 12 p.m. or 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We will have kids selling physical tickets there. So if you're not super comfortable with the whole internet thing, we will be there to gladly sell you tickets, and I'll be the other way.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to add about the show or tickets? Or?
And if going to Fairway or the internet doesn't work for you, it's not that hard to find someone who does use the internet. So just look around a little bit.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Somebody's got to know how to do that, right? Yeah, absolutely. Do you find yourself going home at night still singing the songs?
Yes.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah. Well, and that's I have this conversation with people all the time about music from that era, and especially groups like ABBA. Their music, it would be so – sometimes it was repetitive in a way, but you couldn't get it out of your head, no matter what. Guys would say, oh, I'm not going to sing that song. And then you'd find them going, Mamma Mia. And it's like, wait a minute, where did that come from? So which does it stick in your head? You've got favorite songs that you sing. Is there a storyline with the show then, too, that you guys play?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What is it?
The plot?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, tell a story.
So the plot is really interesting when you, like, say it out loud. It's not something you would typically, like, think of for a musical plot. So basically, This girl, she's getting married, Sophie Sheridan. She's getting married, and she wants her dad to be there. The thing is, she has no clue who her dad is. So, she reads her mother's diary from, it was the 70s, right? 79. And she finds out there are three candidates to be her dad. Because her mom did that back in the day. And so she invites all three of these dudes to her wedding without her mother's knowledge. And basically, Sophie's trying to figure out which dude is her dad while Donna, her mother, is, like, freaking out because three of her past lovers are suddenly at her daughter's wedding. And she doesn't want them to know, but she still is, like, she's, like, trying to fight still being in love with them or one of them. And the rest of that, the ending is what you'll have to come and watch to see what happens.
To see what happens. Wow. Jason, grab the mic. Absolutely.
So it's kind of fun. Our drama director, Morgan Gallagher, she has these three buckets with a picture of each one of the dads. So as you come into the show, you can put a dollar bill in as your guess as who the dad is. So there's going to be a little fundraiser going on for the drama department. So you can kind of vote as to which dad you think it is going to be. So that's kind of fun. And then there'll also be some snacks and stuff available at intermission for purchase. So don't forget to bring your wallet in when you come to the show.
Oh, that's funny. That's good. I like that idea. That's really good. So, who are the three dudes that play in the show? Are you one of the guys?
Yes, I am.
All right. Who are the other guys?
So, who are the character names?
The characters.
There's Bill Austin and Harry Brait.
Okay. Harry Headbanger.
Yeah. So, give a little bit of the background. What's their background? So, Sam, that's you. What's your history? I mean, what do you do? What's your occupation in the show?
Well, I'm an architect, and I'm like a big guy with a young heart. And when he gets that letter from Donna, in quotations, he hopes to find something he lost a long time ago.
Perfect. Then you guys want to describe what the other two candidates are, what their jobs are, that kind of their background?
Bill Austin is a writer, and he, I don't know.
Travels the world.
Yeah, he travels the world. He's a big adventurist, so.
Harry Headbanger Bright, he was a musician back in the day, and he still does carry that guitar, but now he's more into business. I forget exactly what he does, but, that's all you need to know for Harry.
Honestly, you guys are going to have a ball doing this. One more thing that I was going to ask, we talked a little bit about this beforehand, but what about the costuming and the clothing that you wear? I mean, are you guys all in bell bottoms and that kind of stuff? I mean, what's that like for you guys?
For the most part, for a big cast, a lot of us, well, we combine, like, a lot of us buy our own costumes, but we also have some people who still, like, some of the things, like the bell bottoms, have been coming back into trend. Things.
There you go.
Things from the past come back in the trend, so a lot of people have those types of clothes right now. So we have some kids, like, fully decked out in this gorgeous, like, 70s outfit. But we also have, like, a combination of some more, like, modern things because a lot of our cast we choose our own outfits for the most part. And it's really cool seeing this big group of people and all these, like, gorgeous, kind of, like, light, flowy clothing. But of course, and then you have, like, your times, like, in Super Trooper, where Donna and the Dynamos are performing in these bright, sequined outfits that looked like they were ripped straight from the 70s.
I remember the 70s. Oh, that's awesome stuff. You guys are going to have a great time. Sounds like a terrific show, and I hope people, young and old alike, are going to like it. Everybody likes Mamma Mia as a performance show. So it's November 4th and 5th, 7 o'clock each night at E.B. Stillman. Get your tickets and go see the show. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Jason, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Always good to see you. Man, do you sing in the background then, too? Is that, come on, come on.
It is really hard not to sing.
Yeah, I know.
So I've got enough other duties where I'm just singing in my head, that's all.
And the Pit Band is good at this? I mean, some of the music that is in this show.
It's really remarkable. We've got just an outstanding pit, and many of them have played the show before. And so it's kind of old hat, but yeah, we're going to have a pro rock band down there in the orchestra pit. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to the most.
Awesome.
We're opening up the orchestra pit in E.B. Stillman. It's been 3 decades since that's been opened up.
No. Yeah. Really?
So that'll be fun. That's our job tomorrow, is to see what's under there.
All right, I'll see if I can get a ticket and go see the show.
Sounds great.
Thanks, guys, for coming in this morning. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for all of Clear Lake and Mamma Mia.
Hi, I'm